Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior Jesus Christ. God's word for us today is from the 13th chapter of Mark. Again at verse 1, as Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." This is God's word. Toward the end of the 19th century, Swedish chemist Alfred Nobel awoke one morning to see his own obituary in the local paper. It read, "Alfred Nobel, the inventor of dynamite who died yesterday, devised a way for more people to be killed in war than ever before, and he died a very rich man." Now, it was Alfred's older brother who had died. A newspaper reporter had mixed up the two. But seeing his own obituary in the paper had a profound effect on Alfred. He decided he wanted to be known for something other than developing the means to kill people effectively and for amassing a fortune in the process. So he initiated something called the Nobel Prize, the award for those who foster peace. And Nobel is quoted as saying, "Every person ought to have the chance to correct their epitaph in midstream and write a new one." In the church, this is the time of year where we talk about the end, final things, Christ's second coming, and judgment. We spend a number of weeks talking about these subjects because the Bible treats them with utter seriousness. But this isn't simply an intellectual exercise, nor is it playing around with puzzle pieces of biblical prophecy. This becomes personal. It becomes personal when it occurs to you that your end may come before the end. In either case, you may want to do what Alfred Nobel did, to correct your epitaph and write a new one. Have you ever thought about that? If you were to write your own obituary, what would you say about yourself, apart from the typical dates and family details? And just for the sake of conversation, what if, as you were writing this obituary, you were radically honest and listed not only your accomplishments, but your failures? If you wrote down those you helped and hurt, those you thrilled and those you disappointed, what would it look like? Jesus reminds us today in the gospel reading that even the most beautiful and awesome things of this world come to an end. The temple in Jerusalem was, by all accounts, a marvelous building, a masterpiece of craftsmanship. But even this magnificent structure, Jesus said, will come to an end. And it did. The Romans crushed Jerusalem in 70 AD and completely dismantled the temple. The reality is that there is not a never-ending supply of tomorrows for anything or anyone. So, where's your life heading? What's been happening in the relationships that you have with the people in your family? Have you shown as much love and care to them as you know you should? What's been happening with your friends? Have you given them the time and attention that they need? Where are you at this moment in your relationship with God? Do you trust Him? Do you have a real sense of peace knowing that God is ready to help, guide, and support you? How forgiving a person are you? Most importantly, is the good news of Jesus' perfect life, sacrificial death, and victorious resurrection the power source of your heart? Or, in truth, are you running off of another battery? I'm not telling you anything new when I say that the most beautiful, most awesome things of this world come to an end. And that includes you. And at that moment, only one thing will count. And it's not your job, or your bank account, or how many people follow you on social media. It's not even that you tried not to hurt anyone or give a stranger the shirt off of your back. All that will count is whether you've made the fundamental trust of your heart the fact that Jesus lived, died, and rose again for you. So let's work on that obituary, shall we? I would hope that it would tell how you leaned into Jesus when the going got tough. That you confessed boldly in word and deed, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. That you made time for worship and prayer. I would hope that your loved ones would be able to reflect on how well you cared for them, encouraged them, showed them Jesus, prayed for them, enjoyed life with them, and walked honestly alongside them. And I hope that when it comes to that day, your funeral will be a celebration of your entrance into eternal life, and those who gather on that day will experience peace and even joy, knowing Jesus died for you and rose for you, and that you trusted Him for forgiveness and eternal life. That would be of special comfort to those who are feeling empty and alone because of your departure. That day, when Jesus was leaving the temple with His disciples, He gave them a lesson on how temporary the things of life really are. He spoke of the unthinkable, the destruction of that incredible house of prayer, and our place in this world is even more temporary than many of the things that we build. However, there is a permanent home waiting for you in heaven. It is truly home, as we heard last Sunday, because our Father God is there with His Son, our Savior and brother, and the Holy Spirit reigning in glory, surrounded by both angels and every single redeemed person. In the meantime, take to heart the lesson of the fallen temple. Encourage those you love to do the same, to really stop and think about the big picture. Encourage them to explore a deeper relationship with Jesus, because we want them to be there in heaven with us when it's all said and done. I agree with Alfred Nobel. Every person ought to have the chance to correct their epitaph in midstream and write a new one. That chance lies before you and me today. How's this for an obituary? Let it be said of us that the Lord was our passion, that with gladness we bore every cross we were given, that we fought the good fight, that we finished our course, knowing within us the power of the risen Lord. Let the cross be our glory, and the Lord be our song, by mercy made holy, by the Spirit made strong. Let's pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, thinking about our own mortality is something that we generally prefer not to do. Yet we know that it is reality. We don't have to be persuaded of that. And so as we do so, Lord, let us think about our own end, not with fear, but in faith, and relying on the resurrected power and life of Jesus, relying on the redemption that He's paid for us with His own sacrificial death. Today, Lord, we ask that You would work in and through us to be servants in Your kingdom, that we would take this opportunity to write a story that reflects Your love to the world, and that You would give us great peace and passion to do so. As we think about our end, as we think about all of these final things, again, keep our eyes focused on You, and in so doing, grant us Your strength and Your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.